Now we're going to talk a little bit about when you get the blues and you own a business. Sometimes it's hard to motivate your staff and hard to motivate yourself when you have the recession blues and it's a dreary February out there. But all is not lost, because we are going to talk about CBT and how that can help you and help your business to improve and focus. So we're joined now by Veronica Walsh. She's founder of CBTandFeelingGood.com. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, Margaret.
Now, you don't sound very highly motivated this up early in the morning. Come on.
This is crazy o'clock. I've had two cups of tea and a banana. This is as good as it's going to get, baby. I'm just motivated.
Come on. I've already been up for 3 hours, so you
don't
have any excuses there, girl.
Fantastic.
So tell us a little bit about what is CBT and how can that help companies focus in bad times?
CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy. So it's the world's fastest growing psychotherapy. It's real. It's been approved by governments and health boards. It's not an airy-fairy law of attraction or a positive thinking fad. It's not on Oprah or Dr. Phil. It's just really smart.
No, it's on Breakfast Business, even better.
There you go. Legitimized at last. It's just for really smart coping skills, building new skills in self-management, superior personal development, if you like.
Now, a lot of businesses at the moment, they're dealing with real issues like rent, cash flow problems, staffing issues. And how can you overcome those stumbling blocks? You know, everything just seems so negative. How do you use CBT to focus and look forward?
Yeah, well, these challenges are very real. So, you know, it would be trite for me to say we're going to do positive thinking today and do that Bill Cullen kind of, you know, look in the mirror in the morning and say, I'm fabulous. None of that is any use at all. And when you look at yourself and see how you've changed and that you're really unhappy with the way you're thinking and feeling and behaving, and that your behavior is self-defeating or self-limiting or self-sabotaging, that's when you know that your level of stress may be at danger levels and you're in danger of actually becoming ill. And apart from that, you're not productive, so business can't work.
And what kind of stress are you seeing out there among business people at the moment?
Well, you know, this kind of stress can make people ill. So even if it's mild to moderate, you know, people will have symptoms like fatigue, general fatigue, or sick feelings in their stomach. They might develop irritable bowel syndrome. They might feel dizzy sometimes, mood swings, constant worry, getting colds all the time, cold sores. All of these lead to the fact that you're becoming actually ill with emotional health. You know, that can be a mild or moderate or worse anxiety or depression. But it's not destigmatized here yet. It's not something people want to talk about or even that they accept themselves. They just think, I'm run down.
And how can you help them kind of overcome those feelings?
Well, what CBT does, and it's proven to work, it can be life-changing for some people. It's a lot of work. And it's the client's work. But it basically helps you when your coping skills are off, when you're unhappy with the way you're thinking and feeling and behaving. And it teaches you to recognize that and to actually isolate your thoughts and see, well, you know, have I developed unhealthy negative thinking that's causing the way I'm feeling physically? And then that causes bad behavior. And it helps you to isolate and see when that's rational or irrational, what's helpful and unhelpful. And that sounds quite cold. I'll give you a tiny case study.
Okay.
That'll explain this to business. Let's say your job involves cold calling companies you think would benefit from your product, right? We've all had to do that and sell, even if it's selling ourselves or our service in some way. And a lot of people, even experienced salespeople, get that, you know, that sick feeling in your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, and you procrastinate and you choose to do anything but that task, and you're getting dizzy, and it just feels like there's something dangerous and hazardous about having to do that. So you're perceiving the situation as a danger or a hazard to you. That could be to your security or your social standing or your own self-esteem. So what happens is your body immediately goes into that primal fight or flight mode, okay? And you're stuck with that since caveman days, and it ain't going anywhere. It's supposed to help you to fight the tiger or run from it, this danger that you've perceived somehow. But you're just sitting in your office. So even though your body is primed for major physical exertion, your heart's beating harder, the lungs are filled with oxygen. It shuts down your digestive system because it doesn't need that to fight or run. You feel kind of scared. And what do you do when you feel that way? Now, what CBT does is it goes back to the beginning and says, well, how come some people don't feel that way with exactly the same situation? Their thinking is different. So if you catch the thoughts there, let's say I have a client who feels that way and their thoughts turn out to be, this is awful, I can't bear it. There's no point. I know what's going to happen. I'm annoying them. They're going to abuse me from a height. They're happy with the service and product they have. They'll think I'm a chancer and a hard neck, and I'm rubbish at this. So all of those thoughts, if you're going to have them every time you're faced with that, then you're a goner, right? So we teach people to catch their thoughts and dispute and challenge each one's veracity and see, are they useful? Are they helpful? So we'll just take the first one, for example. This is awful and I can't bear it. Awfulizing and saying you can't bear something maximizes the discomfort. You can, in fact, bear it. You just don't want it. It's just not a part of your job that you enjoy. So we can blitz that thought. That's gone. There's no point. I know what's going to happen. That's fortune telling. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. They're going to abuse me from a height. Where's the evidence? In the past, maybe someone was curt and hung up quickly. That's the worst that can happen. So when you evaluate things, it means you can get to a point where you get your muffin and your coffee and you sit down and you make these calls and you think, well, I might get a decision maker who'll say, yeah, send me in the brochure. Or I might get someone who's not in the mood, but it doesn't affect your core, your self-esteem, and send you to that sick place, you know.
Okay.
So that's a very simple presentation of it, but really it's about linking how your thoughts are actually, you know, human beings cause their own upsetness.
Okay.
And we can uncause it with our thoughts.
Veronica, thank you. I'm so sorry we have to leave it there, but I hope you'll come back on the program another time. We can have a longer discussion. That's Veronica Walsh, and she's founder of CBTandFeelingGood.com. So you can contact her there through her website.